Well, let's just start with the first song on the album. All right, sure. We'll start with Umbrella. Is this an introduction to the album itself? Is this an introduction about you getting into music in the first place?
It kind of is. I would say that music definitely kind of got me out of a hole when I was younger. I had no idea what I was going to do with my life. And my friends and I had kind of made a habit of going around town and causing trouble and breaking things. And I remember my counselor, my parents asked me what I wanted to do after high school.
Is this growing up in Delavan now?
Exactly. Okay. In the small town of Delavan. And I said, I don't know. And they said, what do you like to do? And I said, I like to go around town breaking things. And so when I came home one day and told my parents I wanted to be a musician, they were thrilled. They were all about supporting me because I finally wanted to do something. And music has definitely got me out of many holes in my life, and it's kind of been there for me. It's been very therapeutic. This song is kind of definitely about me, but it's also kind of a nod and a tribute to those who came before me, who are songwriters as well.
I arrived here kicking and screaming the day that I took the stage. I went searching for some kind of meaning, like words looking for a page.
You've alluded to being angry in the past when we've had you on GLT, and was it just that you just didn't know what you were wanted to do with your life? Was it growing up in a small town and not having a lot of options, a little bit of both?
I think it was something that I needed a release, and I didn't know what that release was. And I'd played sports, so I kind of had a physical release, but you know, I had a great childhood. I had awesome parents who were supportive and loving and had the coolest sister and friends you could imagine, but I guess when I finally got the creativity bug, I just ran with it, and I needed more and more of that. And yeah, I don't think I was angry. I was just kind of lost, looking for something to do.
And you finally found what? How did you find it?
My friends and I used to skip school, and we would hang out upstairs, and we would listen to some really hard rock and roll and some loud punk rock music.
Give me some examples.
Fugazi, oh, Minor yeah. Threat, anything from like that to, you know, Metallica, and the big grunge wave was very popular back then. And we went downstairs one time, and my friend's dad had an old acoustic flat-top National guitar, and he liked to play old Hank Williams songs. And I just, as soon as I heard his voice with just that acoustic guitar playing those songs, it kind of just struck me as, you know, more sound and meaning than all these other bands that were trying to fit all these 8,000 notes into a minute, and they were trying to just, you know, kill my eardrums. It was just the music and the songs and just that sound of an acoustic guitar and a human voice just kind of spoke to me.
What was it, one of those thunderbolt moments?
I think so. I mean, I didn't know, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be a folk singer now, but I knew that my tastes had definitely changed just in that kind of instant, and so that was pretty cool.
The name of the brand new album, Midwest Side Stories. Is this sort of a step up for you?
I think so, yeah. My last album was called Back and Forth, Illinois, and when I wrote those songs and the years that led up to those songs, I was just traveling from bar to bar, back and forth, Illinois, and it seemed like that was my life, from Illinois bar to Illinois bar. And then when that album came out, it kind of put me on the map as a singer-songwriter and a folk musician. And so I've definitely expanded and got my name out there a little bit. And so we kind of went from Illinois. Now we're expanding to the Midwest, and hopefully soon we expand nationwide. But the songs and the stories in this album are definitely, I think they relate to all Midwesterners. So.
Well, they do. And there seems to be a crispness to this album that part of what I was alluding to a step up, that it seems like you've upped your game just a little bit.
Yeah, I think about the songs more. I think about the characters more. I think about the connections more. I'm fortunate to have a manager in my who has my back in my music, and he tells me that my career is like a slow burn. And I said, if it burns any slower, it might just go out one of these days. So I was like, let's throw some gasoline on this thing. And so I really kind of focused on these songs and just really wanted to put out an album, full-length album, which is really strong songs and a theme that meant something to me and that could mean something to other people. And I think it came through.
This is to generalize a little bit, but it seems like you've gone from just being an observer to having a point of view as well as being an observer on this album. And you mentioned, you know, you're broadening to the Midwest, but at the same time, I think it's really cool. On one of the songs, you even reference Miller Park here in Bloomington,
yeah.
Or the east side versus the west side of town, which, you know, there is a chasm between the two sides of town.
Absolutely, yeah. When my wife and I first moved back to Bloomington, we lived on West Olive, which is very different than East Olive. And
I used to live on East Olive.
Yeah.
And I used to go out on the West Olive side. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, my wife and I, we walk our dog through Miller Park every day. And so there's certain character about the West Side and the Miller Park that we love. And I thought that would be a cool little addition to throw in there.
I see you at 6 down in Miller Park. I'll pick you up in my new used car.
I mentioned that you reference the east and west side of town. You're referencing Miller Park. A lot of the songs are have versus have nots. That's almost a recurring theme in some of these. And you definitely have more of a point of view on this album, I think. It's much more political, and you're very open about that. What got you to go, you know what, I want to let my feelings out a little bit here?
Yeah, I think, you know, we have a lot in our world that's kind of crammed down our throats. And if you don't see some of the things that are going on, you're either just not paying attention or you don't care. And I do care. And just things that happen all over the world devastate me, but I think a lot of things that happen like so close to home, like in Ferguson, Missouri, you know, I had my family lives right in Troy, Illinois, across the river, and Chicago, I lived in Chicago for so many years, and to see these tragedies keep happening right here in my backyard, to people in central Illinois who deal with addiction every day and their job losses and their houses ripped down by tornadoes and things like that. When things hit home with you so much, you can't ignore that kind of stuff.
Revolving Door is another song on the album. It's a jab at losing all these manufacturing jobs, and just losing jobs that at one time people got to go out of high school and get a good paying job without having to go to college.
Uh-huh.
Is this something that you were seeing growing up in Delavan and wanted to move on? Are your friends doing the same thing?
Absolutely. My first real song where I felt like I had a voice was a song called Assembly Line Blues,
yeah.
which is an old song. And I actually only worked at Caterpillar for a couple days, but I was I only lasted for a few days and went back to my guitar. But
you didn't want any part of it, or they didn't want any part of you?
Both. Yeah. I just wasn't working out. So, but I was sitting at my hometown bar one time, and to the left of me was a guy who had worked at Caterpillar for the last 35 years. And to the right of me was someone my age who was about to start working at Caterpillar for the next 35 years. And yeah, it employs, like, I would say, a huge portion of our town, not just here in central Illinois, but manufacturing jobs all over the Midwest, who just kind of say, oh, by the way, you're not working here anymore. And the same thing has happened to my wife, actually. My wife's an online teacher, and just not that long ago, her school just overnight just closed down and was gone. And just the next morning, you know, you go to bed with a job, and you wake up the next morning, you don't have one. That unless that really happens to you or somebody you know, you don't really understand how huge of a thing that is, what a weight that can put on somebody.
Happy to tell you, sir, we welcome you aboard. Unpack your-
Farms and Factories is another song on the album. You grew up on a farm.
My entire family was pretty much farmers. I didn't live on the farm, but I lived in the farm town, and I would help my grandpa and my uncles, you know, bale hay, walk beans. I did plenty of time to tasseling and painting barns and digging holes for fence posts and all that kind of stuff.
There's a line in there that really caught my ear. I take their spirit so people can hear it and put it in a song.
Yeah, in the song, it kind of goes through a whole list of what my family does, from teachers to preachers to farmers to my dad and my wife's grandfather, both shoe salesmen. And, you know, my dad had a whole cobbler business, actually had one back in the day in the College Hills Mall here in Bloomington Normal, and also had a shop in Northwoods Mall in Peoria called Grizzlies. And they used to sell Western wear and cowboy boots and used to fix up shoes and stuff like that. So my family is just a hardworking Midwestern family. You know, a lot of them are farmers. Some of us, like my dad and I, chose a different path, you know, like being a songwriter and stuff. So, but that hardworking Midwestern Illinois spirit just inspires me a lot. And people working their trades and doing their passions and things like that in the family. So.
You mentioned at the beginning how you finally found your role in life, so to speak. You know, you're an artist, you're a musician. What have you learned about yourself over the years as, you know, you've developed as an artist?
I've learned that I'm not afraid to make a fool of myself on stage, because I do that often. And I still get the butterflies every time I get up there. But it's
every time?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's a good thing, though, isn't it?
I guess sometimes if it's a loud bar or something, I'm pretty comfortable. But the other night, I just played a quiet room with 50 people where you could hear a pin drop, and I had the butterflies. And it felt good, actually. Just, you know, I've been doing this for 15 years and still get the butterflies. And I'm sure on these release shows when I go out there with the band that I'll have some butterflies, too. But I've come a long way, that's for sure. I used to play in a corner of a bar and just play to nobody paying attention for 4 hours, and now I've kind of just developed a thing that's kind of a connection with the audience. And instead of it being two separate entities, me and the audience, we kind of become this one big thing. And I owe a lot of that to my fan base, who's super supportive of me and is willing to get involved into the show and really get involved, you know, mentally and physically and emotionally to the songs and the performance. So that's been huge.
Well, Cody Decuff, a.k.a. Chicago Farmer, great to catch up with you. Thank you so much for your time, and great album. Nice job.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thanks to GLT for all the support over the years.
I'm still